This is hour two of Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you may be and whatever you may be doing. Thanks for coming back for part two of the show. Today, our musical theme is titled Coffee Time. Yep, songs about coffee. Plus, we're counting down the top records from this first weekend of June in 1948. And this is an election year. Both Republicans and Democrats will hold their conventions in Philadelphia. The GOP get-together is less than 2 weeks away. The Democrats will convene in mid-July. Thomas Dewey seems to be the favorite for the Republicans, while President Truman will try to boost his popularity and the Democrats' morale with a nationwide train tour. And the word has been sent out to government workers at every whistle stop that the president's on his way. Now, there's other players this year, including former Vice President Henry Wallace on the Progressive Party, who's been endorsed by the U.S. Communist Party, and there's Dixiecrat Strom Thurmond. But if the American people could choose anyone, they'd pick Dwight Eisenhower for president. A Roper poll showed that if the general ran as a Republican, he'd win, and handily, too. Well, let's resume the countdown from this weekend 77 years ago. And at position number five, it's John and Sandra Steele, My Happiness.
Evening shadows make me blue, when each weary day is through. How I long to be with you, my happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how I miss my
John and Sandra Steele at number five this week in 1948 in My Happiness. The record was on its way up to number two, where it would stay for 2 weeks and become a million seller. Well, let's talk about radio here in 1948. We heard Bing Crosby back in the first hour. Well, his Philco radio time on the ABC network introduced tape broadcast this season. Formerly, the show was recorded on a large wax transcription disc. Also new this season, You Bet Your Life with Groucho Marx. And back in March, The Voice of Firestone became the first radio program to be aired on both AM and FM stations. Well, with this being the first weekend of June, the radio season is coming to an end. And among the top-rated shows on the weekends are The Shadow, Quiz Kids, and Counter Spy. The top four afternoon soap operas are on CBS. And they run consecutively, The Romance of Helen Trent, Our Gal Sunday, Big Sister, and Ma Perkins. And the Fred Allen Show was number one in prime time, and on this weekend show, they were making fun of those soap operas.
Mary.
John, you've come.
Yes, Mary. Something is wrong.
It's Grandpa. He needs another operation.
Another operation? Grandpa just came back from the hospital this morning.
I know. He fell through the bottom of the ambulance. There was a loose track.
Another operation. Mary, we have no money.
But if Grandpa isn't operated upon immediately, his sight will keep failing.
Turn on the light. Poor Grandpa.
John, have you seen Junior?
No, I haven't.
I hope he hasn't been run over again. Wheel me to the window, John.
Mary, you are in a wheelchair.
Oh, John, I hope you wouldn't notice.
That's from the Fred Allen Show on NBC this very weekend in 1948, the number one program over the airwaves this season. And we're on our way to number one on the Billboard sales chart this week. Coming in at number four, the Andrews Sisters.
When a fella meets a girl in Switzerland, there's a certain thing he's gotta do. He can never, never take her by the hand till he learns to tooly-ooly-doo. When a Swiss boy goes calling on a Swiss miss in June, tooly-ooly-dooly-doo, he sings this pretty tune, and he charms her like magic when he yodels this tune. Tooly-ooly-dooly-doo, beneath the alpine moon, the echo goes higher and higher, and soon their hearts are both on fire. Get lonely, now you know what to do. Tooly-ooly-dooly-doo, and make your dreams come true.
Song number four this weekend, Tooly Ooly Dooly, the Yodel Polka. That was the Andrews Sisters, backed by the Vic Schoen Orchestra. Their latest record topped out at number three. It's the first weekend of June, 1948, on today's Seems Like Old Times. And now, let's do sports! Baseball this weekend, Cleveland leads the American League by 2.5 games over the surprising Philadelphia A's. The Yanks are three back. In the National League, pretty tight at the top. The Cardinals a half-game cushion on the Giants. Pittsburgh's 1.5 back, and both Boston and the Phillies are three behind. On the field this weekend, Richie Ashburn of the Phillies hits safely in a win over Chicago. That runs his hitting streak to 23 consecutive games, and that's a 20th century National League record for a rookie. And this weekend, appearing at Yale Field, Babe Ruth presents a copy of his biography to Yale's first baseman and captain, a young fellow by the name of George Bush. And this weekend, Citation won the Triple Crown. The stallion from Calumet Farms was so intimidating that there were only 6 entries in the Kentucky Derby. Only 3 came out for the Preakness. There were 7 entered in the Belmont, thinking he might not be able to go a mile and a half. But on Saturday, Eddie Arcaro brought Citation home, and for the jockey, it's his 2nd Triple Crown horse. In boxing news, the heavyweight champ is Joe Louis, but he has a rematch with Jersey Joe Walcott coming up in a couple of weeks. This weekend, the middleweight champ is Rocky Graziano, but he'll lose that title this week to Tony Zale. And from Paris, a bit of bratty behavior from defending French Open ladies champ Patricia Canning-Todd. When officials asked her to play a semifinal match on a side court, she threw a fit, and the more she thought about it, the madder she got. So she left the stadium, and Frenchwoman Nell Landry claimed the victory by forfeit. A few hours later, Miss Todd came back and apologized, and officials decided they'd play the match if Landry consented, but she was nowhere to be found, and she would go on and win the championship, beating American Shirley Irvin. American Frank Parker won the men's title, defeating Yaroslav Drobny, who earlier this year was a member of the silver medal-winning Czechoslovakian Olympic hockey team. And that's a rundown on sports from this weekend in 1948. And back on the countdown now, we're up to number 3. Here's Dick Hames and Little White Lies.
There's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. But heaven was in your eyes the night that you told me those little white lies.
I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there is no regretting in spite of my tears.
Who wouldn't believe those whoever could doubt those eyes?
The night that you told me those little white lies.
Record number 3 this week in 1948, Little White Lies from Dick Hames, accompanied by the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra, and 4 hits and a miss. Now, that song was a number 1 hit for Fred Waring in 1930, and Dick Hames reached number 2, and it was a million seller.
Across the nation, the shampoo sensation is Prel.
Yes, Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. You'll like Prel for 2 reasons.
First, Prel reveals a radiant natural beauty in your hair no soap or soap shampoo can match. Prel uncovers lovely, youthful highlights. Leaves your hair wonderfully soft, satin smooth, easy to manage.
Second, Prel goes after unsightly dandruff quickly. Removes it in as little as 3 minutes. Leaves your hair sparkling clean, well-groomed.
And Prel goes farther than any other known shampoo, cream or liquid, because it's concentrated for economy. You use less, get more lather.
So ask for the shampoo in the handy tube. Ask for...
P-R-E-L-L-L shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L-L shampoo.
By Prel Shampoo.
Wow, a couple of perky people there. Well, this'll perk us up. A bonus tune from this weekend in 1948 as the Woody Herman Orchestra jazzes up the ballet. That's the Woody Herman Orchestra, also now known as the Second Herd, and their big band treatment of Saber Dance from the ballet Guyane by Aram Khachaturian. That was Stan Getz on the saxophone solo, by the way. A couple of orchestral versions have become bestsellers, one by the Chicago Symphony and the other by the New York Philharmonic. And the Woody Herman Band has fallen out of the top 10 after peaking at number 3 on the radio airplay charts here in June of 1948. And we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've titled our showcase feature, Coffee Time. That's right, songs about the brew, the Java, the 40 weight, the varnish remover, or maybe you call it the morning necessity before anyone's allowed to talk to you. Well, the percolator's humming along here today, and since we're in hour number 2, help yourself to a second serving. And that happens to be the sentiment of the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. trouble's just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by.
So let's have another cup of coffee.
Let's have another piece of pie. Let a smile be your umbrella, for it's just an April shower.
Go and see a fortune teller,
and we'll predict a silver lining. Soon we'll turn the corner with our banners flying high.
So let's have another cup of coffee,
and let's have another piece of pie.
He's the one we're waiting for.
Our goodwill ambassador.
Our goodwill ambassador.
Cielo y las estrellas son como ojos de baguette. Pues vamos a beber un cafecito y comemos un pedazo de pastel.
¡Qué lindo!
Vamos de paseo cuando venga Don Miguel. Pues vamos a beber un cafecito. Oh, let's have another piece of pie.
Hip, hip, hooray, hooray, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray, hooray, hooray. Soon we'll turn the corner with our banners flying high.
Let's have another cup of coffee.
And let's have another piece of pie.
Glenn Miller and the orchestra, Let's Have Another Cup of Coffee. They recorded that in January of 1932, and it featured vocalist Marion Hutton, saxophonist Erna Caceres, who provided the Spanish lyrics, along with the modern airs. Now, the song had been written 10 years earlier by Irving Berlin. It was for his musical, Face the Music, and it was a hit record that year for Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians. And next up is a good one from the Tin Pan Alley days, done here by Debbie Reynolds.
You're the cream in my coffee. You're the salt in my stew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar. You're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most girls tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. I'd be lost without you. You're the cream in my coffee. Can I be the sweets in your tea? Gee, I wanna be your necessity, so you'd be lost without me.
You're the Cream in My Coffee, written in 1928 by Ray Henderson, Buddy De Silva, and Lou Brown. It was part of the Broadway musical Hold Everything, and it was a hit at the time for Ted Weems, Ruth Etting, Jack Hilton. There were popular versions by Annette Hanshaw and Ben Selvin. Then in the late 40s, it was covered by Les Brown and Nat King Cole. And it was done there by Debbie Reynolds for her 1960 album Fine and Dandy, with the orchestration by Jerry Fielding. Well, we go back to the early 30s for this next song, but this performance comes from 2007. This is Maude Maggart, Coffee in the Morning.
I've got a mission. It's just a simple thing. I've one ambition, to have the right to bring you your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. It's my desire to do as I am told, to have what you require and never have it cold, dear. From coffee in the morning to kisses in the night. Though wedding bells sound sad and dirgy, though wedding ties may spoil the fun, without the helping hand of clergy, oh, I'm afraid it can't be done. It isn't formal, but with a wedding ring, it's natural and normal to bring you everything, dear. From coffee in the morning to kisses in the night. I've got a mission. It's just a simple thing. I've one ambition, to have the right to bring you your coffee in the morning and kisses in the night. Oh, it is my desire to do exactly as I am told, to have what you require and never have it cold, dear. From coffee in the morning to kisses in the night. The wedding bells sound sad and dirgy, the wedding ties may spoil the fun, without the helping hand of clergy. Oh, I'm afraid it can't be done. It isn't formal, but with a wedding ring, it's natural and normal to bring you everything, dear. From coffee in the morning to kisses in the night. Oh, darling, I really want you to take me in your arms and hold me tight. Oh, I'm warning, you'll get caught.
Cabaret star Maude Maggart, who we've featured on the show a couple of times here. That was from her 2007 album, Maude Maggart Live, Coffee in the Morning and Kisses in the Night. Written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, And it was a hit for the Boswell sisters, who also sang it in the 1934 version of Moulin Rouge. And they were joined by Russ Colombo and Constance Bennett. It's coffee time, whatever time that is, as you're listening to This Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, our stroll down memory lane has taken us back 77 years to June of 1948. And on the countdown, we're up to number 2 with the Ken Griffin Orchestra featuring Jerry Wayne.
You can't be true, dear. There's nothing more to say. I trusted you, dear, hoping we'd find a way. Your kisses tell me that you and I are through, but I'll keep loving you, although you can't be true.
Can't be true, dear. There's Columbia, Missouri native Ken Griffin at the organ with Buffalo, New York vocalist Jerry Wayne. Now, Griffin originally recorded the song as an instrumental. It was released in late 1947 but hadn't made the charts. But it would in the summer of 48, and just like this vocal version, it would sell a million. Now, the Jerry Wayne treatment was just an overdub. Yeah, Griffin didn't play along with him. Rondo Records took his original version, modulated it up a half a step to get into Wayne's range, and they had a blockbuster. It was at number 2 on the sales chart this week, but it was number 1 on the jukebox survey, one of the 7 weeks it spent there.
Brand new, up-to-the-minute roadmaps have just arrived at signal service stations in time for your summer trips. And friends, pardon my enthusiasm, but these new signal maps are without a doubt the finest I've ever seen. Prepared by Rand McNally, they have all the latest road changes and conditions, as well as many places of interest not included on ordinary maps. Jumbo in size and printed in full colors, they're easy to read and have the new accordion fold for easy handling. In addition, these new signal maps have handy extra features, such as enlarged sections of metropolitan areas. Also, a radio log showing where on the dial you'll find your favorite programs as you travel.
That one's for our Westerners who grew up with Signal Oil and gasoline and their black and yellow signs, and providing maps for the summer travel of 1948. You all remember reading maps, don't you? Well, a couple of more bonus hits from this week in 48. This one had just begun to appear on the charts. It's Doris Day and Buddy Clark.
Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Handsome say he's 6 feet tall, and his picture's on my wall. Love to be his best. baby doll. If he kissed me, I
wouldn't mind at all. I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who. Don't know why she acts so shy. She ought to know I wouldn't dream of even hurting a fly. Hope she doesn't pass me by, 'cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody,
yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody, but I won't say who. He's big and strong.
Would you like to feel my muscle?
Bold and gay.
I never once lost a tussle.
At the moment, he's not very far away.
Why don't you say who? Say already.
I'd want to marry him today.
But you don't say who.
That I cannot do.
Happen to be me.
Possibility.
Won't you tell me who you love?
Love somebody.
Tell me true.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Love somebody.
I do too.
And I do.
Maybe me.
Love somebody.
I hope it's me.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't tell who. Come on and confess.
Why don't you try and guess?
Do tell, let's tell.
You promise not to breathe a word?
Doris, don't be absurd.
Strictly on train new?
We too.
Well,
confidentially.
Between you and me.
Confidentially, I
love somebody.
I've got news for you.
Love somebody.
I feel that way too.
Love somebody.
Glad it's true.
That somebody that I love is you.
Doris Day and Buddy Clark were just entering the charts with Love Somebody. This week in 1948, they would take it to the top of the radio airplay survey for 5 big weeks. Also new in the record racks this week was Blue Baron's Orchestra, You Were Only Fooling.
You were only fooling, but I was falling in love. It's a story. But you were making believe. You lied to me with kisses. I've tried to stop dreaming of, but you
thank you.
dreaming of. But you were only holding me while I was falling in love.
Blue Barons Orchestra, You Were Only Fooling, with vocals by Clyde Burke and the Blue Notes. That would hit number 9 on the countdown in July of 1948. And the number 1 record from that weekend is coming up next on Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times, and a reminder about our webpage, it is oldtimesradio.com. We're on social media, Facebook and X, and the email, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, now we turn on the Performing Now spotlight, so we can celebrate a modern-day performer who carries on the tradition through song and style. And yes, I do realize we had a current-day performer in Maud Maggard a few minutes ago. Well, this will be our official Performing Now artist. It's Canadian flamenco guitarist Jesse Cook. You may have heard of Jesse. He's been around since the mid-90s. And he happens to have a tune that fits into our theme of coffee time. Here is Jesse Cook doing Cafe Mocha. Jesse Cook says his musical style is not true flamenco. It's more of a hybrid because it includes jazz and samba, a little bit of pop, some gypsy, And you got a lot of those flavors in that number, Cafe Mocha, a track from his 2007 album, Frontiers. One of the Coffee Time songs today from the performing now artist, Jesse Cook, on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one record in the USA from this weekend in 1948. And the big news story of the day, the Middle East. Now we flash back to late November when the UN General Assembly approved a partition plan, splitting Palestine into two states, one Jewish and one Arab. The Jewish community rejoiced. The Arabs felt it was unfair. And for the past 6 months, violence had become more prevalent. And then on May 14th, as the British mandate over Palestine expired, David Ben-Gurion proclaimed the independence of the State of Israel.
The Eretz Israel kam ha'am ha'yehudi.
And President Truman promptly recognizes the new Jewish homeland, which was announced just hours after the independence, at the United Nations by Ambassador Jessup.
This government has been informed that a Jewish state has been proclaimed in Palestine, and recognition has been requested by the provisional government thereof. The United States recognizes the provisional government as the de facto authority of the new state of Israel.
And as Israel proclaims its independence, neighboring forces from Egypt, Transjordan, Syria, and Iraq enter Palestine the following day and clash with Israeli forces. It looked like the nation of Israel would be short-lived. There were 500,000 Jews taking on 40 million Arabs. But many of those Arabs weren't battle-tested, and that included the Egyptians. After 3 weeks, Israel brought the Arabs to a standstill. And now the Israeli forces are receiving arms from Czechoslovakia, as Soviet leader Joseph Stalin has supported the Zionist cause. The Arab-Israeli War, the top news story of the day here in early June of 1948. And at the top of the American popular music chart this week, we find Nat King Cole, but we don't find him with the trio. Instead, he's accompanied by the lush Frank Duvall Orchestra. This is Nature Boy.
There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
That's Nat King Cole and Nature Boy. Now, the trio was part of the accompaniment, but they were joined by the Frank Duvall Orchestra. And a lot of people at Capitol Records thought that if Nat would concentrate on singing, he'd be the biggest star in the country. And Nature Boy was part of that progression that moved Nat away from jazz to a pop singer. And he thought that Nature Boy would be a big hit. And it was. It was a flip side hit that held the top spot for 8 big weeks, including this weekend in 1948. Hey, and that's it for this week's show. We are all out of time. I've enjoyed having you here, and I look forward to seeing you back again next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.